The fight over federal judges is taking shape on Capitol Hill. There's a lot of talk about whether Republicans will use a so-called nuclear option to ban filibusters that Democrats have used to stop some of President Bush's most controversial court nominees. NPR's David Wellna has the story.
The nomination of one of the court candidates who'd been blocked in the previous Congress is now ready for a vote and probably a Democratic filibuster on the Senate floor, which is why many senators expect an imminent showdown over judicial filibusters. This morning, Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist said he plans to exhaust every option before resorting to the nuclear option, which would ban such filibusters by a simple majority vote. But Pennsylvania's Rick Santorum, who's the Senate's number three Republican, predicted any negotiations with Democrats will be fruitless.
All I can say is that we are running out of options. Senator Frist has tried. He has been, I think, incredibly restrained. And there's a lot of pressure on our side to move forward with this issue.
It would take just 50 votes to ban judicial filibusters in a Senate that now has 55 Republicans. Still, at least half a dozen of those Republicans appear deeply reluctant to ban such filibusters, including Virginia's John Warner.
I've got to think about if the Republicans someday wake up and they're in the minority, and how could they best exercise their judgment as to the composition of the judiciary in the minority.
Groups opposed to limiting judicial filibusters started nationwide ad campaigns today. One internet and cable TV ad produced for the liberal group Alliance for Justice is narrated by a character who calls himself Phil A. Buster.
But there are a few politicians who want to get rid of checks and balances by squashing little old me.
No checks. No balances. One party rule.
Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid, for his part, said today he was encouraged that his Republican counterpart Frist appeared reluctant to move quickly toward using the nuclear option.
We have a ways to go before we resolve this very difficult situation on the so-called nuclear option, but at least we're talking.
Still, Reid blasted what he called an arrogancy of power among Republican congressional leaders. He quoted House Majority Leader Tom DeLay saying an out-of-control judiciary had thumbed their nose at Congress and the president in the Terry Schiavo case. Reid also cited Texas Senate Republican John Cornyn, who speculated yesterday about a connection between judges making political decisions and people using violence against them. Cornyn said Democrats were quoting him out of context. David Wellna, NPR News, The Capitol.